Preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, we have a real problem with illegal immigration now, of course. Originally, most people came to America from other countries. But once America was established as a nation, why we needed immigration laws, first of all, because, of course, we had a very prosperous nation, but because unbridled immigration, in other words, anybody being able to come into America who wanted to without any restriction could create problems for those who are already here as far as availability of jobs are concerned. And then, of course, we've established a welfare state where people could be provided for from the cradle to the grave, and all they need to do is come here and vote for politicians who will give them more. The problem with that whole scenario is eventually, if the politicians keep giving and giving and giving, we eventually go bankrupt. And, of course, that's what's happened today. With 43 cents of every dollar the federal government spends having to be borrowed, and the debt keeps rising and rising and rising. And, of course, eventually, of course, debt destroys nations. Well, it all ties together and gets into the subject of illegal immigration. Well, with us this morning is Jerry from the Center for Immigration Studies. We're going to be talking about summer jobs and how increasingly summer jobs are not going to our youth who should be working, but are they going to illegal immigrants, people over here with green cards? And, well, I'm going to let Jerry talk about this. Jerry, are you there?
I am here, yes.
And it is Jerry, isn't it?
That's correct, yes.
All right, your last name?
Kammer. Jerry Kammer.
All right, fine. Why don't you pick up the story and tell our listeners why the Center for Immigration Studies feels that this issue of summer jobs and whatever else you'd like to talk about is so vitally important?
Okay, well, we think it's important enough that we are publishing a four-day series on our website, cis.org. It's titled The Globalization of the Summer Job. It's about a program that's administered by our State Department, which every year is bringing over more than 100,000 young people, college students from around the world, to take summer jobs in the U.S. They're working at resorts, at beach communities, but they're also working at McDonald's, at farms, moving companies, retail shops, restaurants, factories, you name it. They provide cheap labor to employers who love to have these kids. They're good kids. They're college kids. They're willing to work for minimum wage because many of them come from countries where $7.50 an hour seems like a lot of money. And this is all done in the name of good relations with foreign countries. And the State Department believes that it's a good way to build good relations with the future leaders of countries around the world. I think it's a program that makes sense in that regard, but it has been allowed to grow so explosively in the past 15 years. It's gone from about 22,000 kids coming over to a peak of 152,000 in 2008. It's gotten out of hand. It's in the name of foreign relations. It's a cheap labor program, and it makes a lot of money not only for the employers, but also for the sponsor organizations designated by the State Department to oversee these kids. These sponsoring organizations are raking in over $110 million every year in fees that they charge to these kids to get the visas to come to the United States and work for 3 months and then have a chance to travel for an additional month.
Well, why would we do that when we have an unemployment rate? It's been running up until very recently at 9%. It's actually still 9%. They've just juggled the figures because so many people have quit looking for work, and they tell us our unemployment's down to only 8.6%. It's really 9%. So many people have simply given up, hopeless. They can't find a job, and yet we're bringing people in and subsidizing them to come into the country to take jobs. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, our government doesn't subsidize them, but it does bring them in, and I think that's one of the central points of our series, is that at a time of record unemployment among our young people, it doesn't make sense to bring in more than 100,000 young people from other countries to take jobs that could be going to American kids at a time when American families increasingly need the income. So I think your point goes to the heart of what we're saying in our series that we're finishing up today. We're finishing it, by the way, with an open letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is the person responsible for the State Department, of course, which administers the program.
But you say we don't subsidize them. I thought this program cost $100 million a year.
Yeah, but that $100 million is paid by the foreign kids who come over. They pay fees. Yeah, they pay fees to the sponsoring organizations, which are making a lot of money. And in addition to that, they pay visa fees to our State Department for the process of issuing them the visas to come to the U.S.
So it doesn't cost the American taxpayer anything for this?
No, this program does not. There are other exchange programs, and perhaps the most famous one is the Fulbright program, which brings over scholars, and we as taxpayers do pay for that. I personally have no problem with that, but I do have a big problem with a program that brings over lots of foreign kids to take jobs that American kids increasingly need. Nothing against these kids from other countries, and I think it's a really good idea to develop relations with the coming generation of leaders, but it's a question of the dimension of the program. As I say, it grew from 22,000 kids coming over 15 years ago to more than 150,000 when it reached its peak in 2008. To its credit, the State Department has decided to freeze the program. Nevertheless, that freeze is temporary, and up until the moment of that freeze, the State Department had been doing really all it could to promote the expansion of the program around the world into countries like China, Brazil, and India, where there are literally tens of millions of young people who would like a chance to come to work in the United States.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment here. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
People, certainly there are all sorts of welfare benefits we have here. Certainly our kids can get food stamps, they can get all sorts of government subsidies. It really isn't necessary for a lot of our young people to work. We have a wonderful welfare state where people are provided for by the government. They can get on Medicaid, they don't have to worry about health insurance. So what's really so wrong with our young people just enjoying the good life?
Well,
I'm saying this somewhat facetiously. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't think that's the type of country we want to have, of course. And I should point out that this is a big issue in Colorado. And Nancy Lofholm, a reporter at the Denver Post, did a really good story about the increasing use of these foreign kids in Colorado at a time when Colorado kids need the jobs. And that story in the Denver Post prompted Senator Mark Udall to write a letter to Secretary Clinton, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, asking her to look into this. As we say in our CIS.org, the State Department wrote back a letter to the senator that makes no sense. They say that they are very concerned and continuously monitor how this program affects the labor prospects for American young people. Our series demonstrates that that is just not the case. And so the State Department, we believe, wrote a deceptive and dishonest response to Senator Udall when he inquired about the effects of this program. It's called Summer Work Travel. It's been around for 50 years, but its growth in recent years, we believe, has become a real problem.
So what's the solution? I mean, obviously the State Department is more interested in in bringing these young people in, they're, of course, primarily concerned about globalization, and they're not, loyalty is not necessarily to America, but to this idea of creating this wonderful world society and helping people throughout the world and build up the economy throughout the world and helping children from third world nations to get jobs so they can go home and realize how wonderful it is here in America, where we have a truly utopian society. But how are we going to get the people in the State Department to act responsibly when their loyalty is not to America, but to this globalist dream?
Well, first I want to point out that this problem has been building up with the State Department for well over a decade through multiple administrations. And the new man in charge of this program at the State Department, his name is Rick Ruth, told me in an interview that we have a transcript of on our website, that he is aware of this problem and is concerned about this problem, and that he intends to get a handle on this problem of balancing out the need to build up good relations with future generations of leaders in foreign countries, but first taking care of the employment needs of our own unemployed young Americans. He insists that that's what he intends to do. He's going to be facing the opposition of a strong lobby, both at the State Department and in the Congress, these organizations that make over $100 million by bringing these kids over to the U.S. are going to fight attempts to cut this program back. And what it takes is a good old exercise of democracy of people getting on the phone to your congressman and back to Senator Udall, saying, Senator Udall, the State Department is not giving you the straight story on what's happening with this program. And I think a good old exercise of we the people would be well advised for a program like this.
All right, fine. Well, has your efforts, your campaign had any effect other than to get a few letters? Yes, we're looking into this. We're going to do something. I used to get these letters all the time when I wrote, but I eventually sort of gave it up because they were patronizing me. They were telling me what I wanted to hear. Do you honestly think they're going to change this when the motivation there at the State Department and their loyalty is not to America, but to this globalist dream?
Well, I think that as a group, politicians tend to do the things that are most likely to get them reelected, and if they believe that their chances of getting reelected are going to be endangered by this program, they'll stop the program. If they believe that by going along with the lobby that supports this program, they will have a better chance of being reelected, I think they'll tend to go along with those who want to build this program. But I also think that a lot of our politicians are very concerned about the future of our young people in a sincere, patriotic way. And I think we need to appeal to that side of our political leaders as well.
You talk in the article that you published about the importance of our children getting used to working when they're young, a discipline that comes with work. I remember I started working when I was about 10 years old, and by the time I was 12, I always had a summer job. That was just the way I was raised. Do you think that this is important, or do you think the world has changed? It's not so important that young people get this work discipline when they're young.
I think that's a very good question. I also grew up having a summer job from the time I was about 11 years old in my grandfather's drugstore, working behind the soda fountain. But we look at that issue quite a bit. We talk to employers who say, look, American kids today are different. They don't want to work. All they want to do is text to their friends and, be involved with social media. They're not reliable. These foreign kids are much more reliable. Back and forth about that. I've spent over 30 years as a newspaper reporter, and I approach this journalistically. I tried to understand the differing opinions and lay out the sides, but I'm not a newspaper reporter now. I work for an organization that is an advocacy organization, and we come out and say this program has gotten too big and needs to be administered, needs to be managed, not in the interest of those who are making money, but in the interest of the American young people who need jobs.
Well, but it's a lot more fun to text than to work. I mean, and when you can get food stamps, when you can, the government has a responsibility to look after our youth. This is what the message our kids have gotten. I mean, why should they work when they can get food stamps and free health care and housing?
I think there's a small percentage of kids who are,
if you live in the cold part of the country, why you can get heating subsidies for the winter. Isn't it wonderful? But, of course, one of these days, this whole thing's going to collapse, and then what? Will they be out in the streets demonstrating like they are over in Greece? After people there were entitled to everything, and now that they've run out of money, why are they simply going to demonstrate till they bring the government down and create a government that'll give them what they want? That's why, of course, our founding fathers wrote about the failures of democracy. They are always spectacles of turmoil and contention are incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths, and almost looks like that's the way we're going, and our government, and at least the State Department, is subsidizing that belief.
Well, I think what most Americans want is a chance to work, and they don't want a program like this one, which actually provides incentives to employers not to hire American kids, because when employers hire these foreign kids, the employers aren't paying their half of Social Security, they aren't paying Medicare insurance, and they aren't paying federal unemployment. Plus, these kids have to have health insurance, so employers don't have to worry about that. So employers get a tax break from our government if they hire foreign kids and if they don't hire American kids. That makes no sense.
How does health care work out? The children are required to have some sort of insurance when they come in?
The kids who come into the U.S. with these temporary visas must have health insurance in order to be a part of this program. But the kids don't pay into Social Security. The employers don't pay into Social Security. The employers are also getting a break on other federal taxes. So the employers pay the 8% less to these kids. And the websites that promote this program and recruit employers and young people into the program talk about how much sense this program makes in terms of taxes and what a great deal it is. As a matter of fact, one website over in Eastern Europe says, sounds like a scam, doesn't it? They don't believe that U.S. government would offer benefits like this and incentives to hire foreign kids rather than American kids. But this website goes on and says, it's not a scam. This is a program promoted by the State Department in the name of cultural exchange. We say that in the name of cultural exchange, this is a cheap labor program, which is costing young Americans jobs that they need.
Well, I agree with you totally, of course. And, of course, some of the questions I ask are pointed to bring out the issues that you're dealing with. Our telephone number here is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And basically, how could people get in touch with you at the Center for Immigration Studies and get the excellent material that you turn out?
Sure. They can, first they can look to our website, cis.org. That's CIS as in Center for Immigration Studies.org. My email is gjk@cis.org. Those are my initials, G for Gerard, J for Joseph, K for Kammer, gjk@cis.org. Happy to get emails, and we'd ask your listeners to have a look at our series, which is on our website, which is www.cis.org.
All right. Are there any other subjects on immigration that you'd like to cover this morning?
Well, that's a big question. I write a lot about immigration and immigration policy, and I used to be a reporter down in Mexico, and along the Mexican border, I lived in Arizona for many, many years. So, but I think the issue that I'm really interested in talking about today is the issue that we have up on our website very prominently, and it's a program that we think needs to be better regulated by the State Department. They're not doing a good job at this moment.
Well, I certainly agree with you totally. The State Department doesn't do a very good job on mostly about anything that has to do with strengthening America, because I really feel that they have a different loyalty. They have a different agenda. But I think most people don't understand that. They think somehow the State Department is represents America and America's interests, whereas, of course, they really represent the globalists and the globalist interests. And until people understand that there are people who have a different loyalty at the highest levels of our government, why, nothing is going to change. I mean, they could not be consistently making wrong choices and wrong decisions. Once in a while, they would do something that would favor America.
I think that there are plenty of people at the State Department who believe that this program is a good program for our country. They believe that it makes a lot of sense to bring in these foreign kids to show them our country, to show them our system. And I think that if the program hadn't gotten so big in recent years, I would agree with them. Because a program that brings in over 100,000 kids to take jobs that American kids need, that's too much of a price to pay for hoping that you can influence future leadership in other countries. There are better ways to do that, especially at a time of major recession in our country, and especially at a time of record unemployment among our young people. It doesn't make sense.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 877-254-754. Right here at Eric.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Jerry from the Center for Immigration Studies. We're talking about this program that the State Department has established to bring in foreign students to take the summer jobs, 100,000 of them, which means there are 100,000 a job that our youth are not getting. Who do we have calling in?
Tim from Wisconsin.
Good. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah. The thing I thought to say to the thing about I don't know if you're saying that about the young people saying it, but, you know, about, you know, they're saying, you know, that why should they work when, you know, when they can get, you know, food stamps and all that stuff. The way I've been feeling about that for a long time is even with me being on, you know, social security disability and on food stamps, I've still never, you know, been happy with just that because of, you know, how much that, you know, there only is for me to, you know, to have, you know, for, you know, money in my wallet, you know, a week. And, you know, I got, you know, enough more that I like to do with my life and, you know, and, you know, even just, you know, $30, you know, a week, you know, in my wallet, doesn't, you know, give me enough for that. So to me, you know, just you know, being accepting, you know, being on social security disability and food stamps, I feel is, you know, a pretty, you know, makes you have a pretty limited life. And with the thing of all or any job employment having gone totally out the window, I mean, just because of, you know, how long in the past every place kept saying starting opening for a long time. That's why I'm glad I got a start getting a little home recording this off the ground.
What is your point?
I'm one that's not like that. That, you know, I'm one that's not happy with. With just, you know, being on social security disability and food stamps.
There are no jobs for our young people because they're being taken by those people being brought into this country actively by our State Department. In other words, our State Department is taking the jobs from our children and giving it to foreign children. And I certainly agree with you. This is bad for our children. What are your thoughts on that, Jerry?
Well, I think that there are people who need help through times of emergency, but I think that in order for us to be able to pay for that, most of us need to be out working. Otherwise, the system doesn't work. You know, insurance works when everyone pays in, but not everybody draws out. And I hate to see us build up a system where more and more people think that they need a handout from Uncle Sugar. That's not what built our country, and it's not going to build our country.
Well, almost half of the people in the United States are felt to be living in poverty. 47% was the latest fee, and more and more people, as they lose their jobs, they lose their homes, they lose their hope, they lose their families, and, of course, what's the State Department doing? Why they're bringing jobs, kids in from other countries to take jobs away from American students. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go, Jim?
No, I would just encourage people to look at our stories on our website, cis.org, and to get in touch with their elected representatives and with the State Department and tell them what they think. That's the way our system works.
All right, fine. And certainly our telephone number, if we have another caller, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Well, you know, Jerry, it really doesn't make any sense from a logical point of view. In the middle of a major recession, probably the worst one we've had since the 1930s, to be actively bringing students in from other countries to take jobs away from our own youth. It just is totally illogical.
Well, I agree. I do think that there are cases where there are communities like beach resorts that have a big spike in summer jobs and have a difficult time filling those jobs locally. I think you can make a case in some instances for this program, but not for a program of the size that this program has reached, with the active encouragement of the State Department and with the active encouragement of the sponsoring organizations designated by the State Department, who are making more than $100 million every year by charging these foreign kids program fees to come to our country.
Who are these companies that are making the $100 million? What is their tie-in? Do they have a direct tie-in to the State Department or foundations? Or who are these people who are making the $100 million off of taking the jobs away from American students?
These are organizations that are designated by the State Department to be sponsoring organizations. Most of them are nonprofits. They're functioning as public charities because supposedly they work in the public good. Others of them are for-profit organizations that basically see the program as a way to make a lot of money. And they have to be designated by the State Department. If you go to the State Department website, which is state.gov, and search for J-1 visas or summer work travel, you can get information about who these organizations are. Their names are listed on the State Department website. There are about 55 of them that sponsor this summer work travel program.
But, you know, we're talking about a lot of money. It's just costing these students a lot of money to come over here. Basically, if there are $100 million involved and 100,000 students, that means that somebody's having to put up $1,000 for each one of those students to come in here. Who's putting up that money?
That's right. Well, a lot of cases, the kids borrow the money because they believe that they'll be able to make it back by working in the U.S. And a lot of these kids will work two jobs in order to make as much money as they can. If they come, for example, I talked to kids and we interviewed for the series kids from Bulgaria, where a factory worker might make $300 in an entire month. If they can come over to the U.S. and work a job for 60 hours a week, making $8 an hour, you know, that's $480 a week. And so it's good money. They work very hard, and they pay back the loans that they take out in order to pay the program fees. And, of course, they don't just pay program fees. They pay transportation, and they pay visa fees to our State Department. So a lot of the kids don't come over just to make money. They come over to improve their English because as college students, and they all have to be college students, they are aware of how valuable fluency in English can be to their future job prospects.
So basically 100,000 foreign students come in every year. Now, but we have so many similar programs, you know, people coming in with green cards and people coming in legally here. And in the face of the worst recession we've ever seen in 6 years, we're bringing in workers. Doesn't make any sense.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the final segment of our program. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Jerry, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, fine. Well, we have about 6 minutes more in the program. What does other things would you like to bring out about this program, this State Department program?
Well, I think that what really most concerns me about the program is its potential for growth. The State Department, I think very wisely, last month announced that it was freezing growth temporarily, but there are a lot of political and economic forces that want the State Department to lift that freeze, who want to bring in more and more kids from other countries to work in low-wage jobs. And, instead of bringing over 100,000 kids, we could easily bring over 1 million kids, because there are many kids around the world who want to come to the U.S., not just to learn English, because the popular culture of young people around the world has been Americanized. We have links to the YouTube videos, hundreds of them, that promote this program. We have links to the Facebook pages that promote this program. And they talk about American culture, American music. They have hip-hop music on their websites promoting the program. There is a very intensive international effort to recruit foreign kids to come to American jobs. Now, we should have nothing against these foreign kids. They're good kids, hard workers, and they're coming at the invitation of our federal government. I think what we need to be concerned is, why is the federal government bringing in so many of these kids to serve low-wage employers at a time when American kids have record levels of unemployment? That's the fundamental question. I think we need to be careful not to encourage any hostility toward these kids. If anything, we should be angry that our government is allowing this to happen.
Well, I think this is true of the whole immigration issue. We shouldn't be angry with the people who come here from Mexico. They want to work. A lot of them want to work. They want a better life. I don't resent that at all. I just feel that at this time, we can't afford to be having a lot of immigrant labor coming in and taking away the jobs from the American workers. And, of course, then the American workers pushed onto welfare. And you cannot, as a nation, continue borrowing 43 cents out of every dollar you spend. You can't do that indefinitely, because it eventually results in the destruction of the nation. Debt destroys nations, and basically debt threatens the very survival of our country, and yet we're bringing in young people from other countries. We're cutting back on the amount of Social Security that's paid into the federal coffers. Just doesn't make any sense. from a logical point of view. I mean, I can see it's nice to get the young people to come. It's nice to have them have a good view of America. But from a purely financial and logical point of view, we have to almost wonder who the State Department is loyal to, America or this idea of building up leaders for other countries.
I can read to you a statement that I just received via email from the State Department official that runs the program. It literally came in just 3 minutes ago on my email. It says that State Department has been ordered by Secretary Clinton to, quote, conduct a thorough and rigorous review of the summer work travel program and make recommendations to ensure that the summer work travel program fulfills its original purpose as a cultural program for foreign college and university students. To best enable the department to undertake this review, we capped the number of participants and sponsors while determining how to best move forward via program reforms and new administrative procedures. That's kind of a lot of administrative language. They're saying that Secretary Clinton issued this order on October the 12th, that she wanted this program to be reviewed. So, State Department says that it's, and I actually write about this, and I have an interview transcript with this gentleman who sent me this email just a little while ago, Rick Ruth. It's on our website at cis.org.
Well, are they going to review the program, or are they going to reduce the program? I mean, you can put things off indefinitely by reviewing and reviewing and reviewing.
That will be the political contest, because there will be people like you and me who say this program needs to be reduced, and there will be others who will lobby quietly, but probably with a lot more political and economic muscle than most of us can command. They would like to see the program continued and expanded, being organization for these sponsoring groups. It's called the Alliance for International Educational and Cultural Exchange. So,
Well, I share your concern. I'm glad that you're getting the information out. There is so much having to do with immigration that's confusing. The immigrant is not the problem, in my way of thinking. The problem is the people working at the highest levels of our government, in the State Department and other government agencies, whose loyalty is not to America, but rather to this globalist dream of building up people in other countries. But, of course, they know that down the line there's no way you can continue putting out 43 cents of every dollar has to be borrowed, because debt destroys great nations.
Thanks for the opportunity to talk.
Being with this fascinating morning, one more time, you want to get out your address so people know how to get in touch with you.
It's www.cis.org. CIS stands initials for Center for Immigration Studies.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate your thoughts. Look forward to talking to you again in the not too distant future.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the work.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Wrap up this morning program.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Feed Network, and we do hope that you enjoy the programs. But, Chris, the underlying theme we have is there is a group of people in Washington, D.C., who hate America. They are what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they are the ones who are intentionally bankrupting our nation. They are the ones who are intentionally bringing in immigrants from other countries because they want a multicultural, multilingual society, and who, of course, are responsible for the fact when you call our major corporations like AT&T and others, and the first thing they say is, you want the message in English or Spanish? That's because the corporation is part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they want to do away with American sovereignty and merge us into the one world government. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get our talk on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, on the certainty of world revolution and the best enemies money can buy. They're all on DVDs, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Oh, we hope, of course, if you are out there and you're in a position to help Radio Liberty end up the year in the black, why, you'll give us a hand. We hope many of you will consider seriously joining Radio Liberty family of supporters. Or you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping to support the 70 programs of 70 outlets we have every week. But it's an expensive proposition, but it's vitally important that people understand. There is a program to destroy America. There is a program to take us into a war with the Muslim world, and we're in the process of toppling all of the nations over there. They call it the Arab Spring. It's not the Arab Spring. It is the establishment of the Muslim Brotherhood as the major force over there. So we can have a war with the Muslim world. We could have the clash of civilizations that Samuel Huntington warned us against. And we're going to go to war with 1.2 billion Muslims. How many will we kill? How many of our people will we kill? But out of that will come the demand for a world government. After all, if we don't have a world government, we're going to continue having wars. So we fight war after war after war to bring peace. Don't you understand? World War One was to make the world safe for democracy and bring peace. And when that didn't work, we had to have World War Two, which is why we subsidized Adolf Hitler and brought him to power and built his weapons so that we could kill 60 million people. And then there'd be a demand for world government. And when that failed, then we have to have World War Three. And that is coming, ladies and gentlemen. It is coming, and just look at the propaganda. Look at the way they're propagandizing ISIS to get us to hate Muslims. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. You go there, you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day. You won't get much accomplished, but you will have the information you need. And then, of course, please pray for our country, for our leaders, for our ministers. Pray for Alex Jones. Pray for Joyce Riley. Pray for Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul. He's risking his life, and it looks like he's going to win the Iowa caucus. He does. His life, his life will be at terrible pain. But please pray for his our position next until tomorrow. May the Lord.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina,